On Tuesday, the Multnomah County Board of Commissioners heard updates on the community-wide energy plan passed in 2017. The plan calls for 100% renewable by 2050 and for the electrical supply to be carbon-free by 2035. The plan was created out of a community-led process and prioritizes justice as a major part of the transition to clean energy. Director of the Office of Sustainability, John Lynch, stated, "We don't just need dramatic reductions by 2050. We are now in a situation where we need dramatic decreases in emissions today." The plan addressed emissions reductions through utilities, transportation, and other policy initiatives. Among the presenters were representatives from Portland General Electric, Pacific Power, and Northwest Natural Gas, along with stakeholder groups including the Portland Youth Climate Council and Sierra Club. While the county is not a regulator, they are a major energy consumer. Scott Bolton, a representative from Pacific Power, gave an update on Pacific Power's resource plan.
Just announced our latest integrated resource plan, probably the most environmentally significant resource plan in the company's history. By the end of this plan, it fully executed, within the next 6 years, so just 6 years from now, we would be one of the largest solar and wind utilities in the nation. So a lot of emissions reduction coming just within this plan, and we'll continue to update that as we go.
Bolton says the plan calls for 6,000 megawatts of new solar and wind generation and provides a significant reduction in emissions and accelerated closure of 5 of its 24 coal plants by 2025. The plan also calls for 16 of 24 units to shut down by 2030. Bolton said the plan puts them on pace to meet Oregon statutory goals and Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change goals. The IPCC is a United Nations body that provides scientific information on climate change. When asked by the board, Bolton said that their current resource portfolio is 30% renewable, with 15% coming from wind and solar, and another 15% from hydro and other sources.
We're highly confident that we're going to meet the county's resolution.
In response to Pacific Power's plan, two representatives from the Portland Youth Climate Council, Simon Skates and Ella Schreiner, addressed the Board of Commissioners.
It's time for us to say no to Pacific Power's plans as well. Pacific Corp, Pacific Power's parent company, is the largest emitter of greenhouse gas pollution in the western United States. That's not something to be proud of. Currently, around 60% of Pacific Power's electricity generation comes from coal, even though an economic analysis showed that 13 of their 22 coal units are no longer currently economically viable. Pacific Power is being slow to make plans to close most of these units. In fact, their current IRP, they're planning to keep a third of their coal fleet operating well past the mid-2030s. This means that Oregon customers will be paying millions of dollars more to get their electricity from dirty, climate-killing sources than they would from cleaner options. This is wrong. Pacific Power should be putting an aggressive plan in place to shift their portfolio much more rapidly to renewables, while simultaneously planning for a just transition for workers currently involved in coal generation power.
In short, Pacific Power, PGE, and Northwest Natural, you all need to ramp up your action. In Multnomah County, along with the city, you need to apply pressure to see that this happens.
As youth, we say we'd love to have a future, so one of our factors to consider should be the fact that the science is telling us that we no longer have time for incremental steps.
You might be afraid of the transition to 100% renewable energy, with the possibility that it will negatively impact company profits. But we're afraid of what will happen if we don't quickly move to clean energy and dramatically lower our emissions. We understand the economic arguments for incrementalism, and had we tackled this problem decades ago, a gradual weaning from fossil fuels could have been a reasonable approach. But that time has passed. Today's reality calls for strong vision and bolder, immediate action.
Chris Thomas from Sierra Club was critical of Pacific Power's draft resource plan.
Now, the most important part of that 20-year horizon is actually the first 5 years, and that's what's called the action plan. And so everything beyond that first 5 years is somewhat hypothetical because they'll go through this planning process again every 2 years. So it's really the things that show up in the 5-year action plan that are the most important. So there's a lot that could be said about Pacific Power's draft preferred portfolio that they unveiled 2 weeks ago, and I don't have time to go into all of it, but I did want to give you a look at what that plan says about coal. So the preferred plan does have some accelerated coal retirement. So if you look at the green wedge, about 13% of the overall coal fleet of PacifiCorp is being accelerated for retirement in this plan. That's good. And is in the action plan to be retired by 2025. If you look at the light yellow wedge of 8%, those are coal units that were already slated for retirement by 2025, but were not accelerated in this plan. So that's really what's in the action plan. We did see some accelerated coal unit retirements beyond 2025, so that 10% were accelerated, but to be retired by 2030, and then 14.5% was already slated for retirement by 2030. So the bottom line of all this is that by 2030, or after 2030 still, this plan envisions 54% of the coal capacity continuing to run, and we just think that is simply unacceptable, given the fact that climate science says we have to be doing much more by 2030.
With KBOU Evening News, I'm Kevin Dugan.